talk about the results of the fourth quarter of 2018 with the results that were closed in December, 31st of December of 2018. This presentation might take into consideration estimations on results, financial results, and the expectation of growth of Sanepar. These are only projections and as such are based on the expectations of the management of Sanepar. And this is based on future considerations, and they're not assurance of performance. These depend on the changes in the market, government rules, performance of the sector, and the Brazilian economy as a whole, besides the risks presented in the risk assessment documents published by Sanepar and are subjected to change without previous disclaimer. We will have several participants listening to the presentation, and now we will have the word with Claudio Sabli. Good morning. My name is Claudio. I just wanted to do a quick presentation so that all of you can have a good day. Thank you for participating today. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Abel Demetrio. I am the financial director and the RI part, and I have Paulo Alberto Decavi, the account manager, the financial manager. I have the manager of the RI area, plus other people from the team, and we will have the financial planning manager accompanying us as well. We will follow the material for the presentation of results from the fourth quarter, and we will go directly to page 4. We had in the year of 2018 a tariff readjustment of 5.12% applied from May 2018. We had a growth in the net revenue of 7.1% in the fourth quarter and 7.6% as a whole in 2018. The margin of EBITDA is 35.8% in 2017, comparing to 2018, 39.5%. We had a growth in the net revenue, 170% growth, and a growth in the economies also. You can see here 1.9% in regards to water, and in terms of waterways, 4.9%. The investment reached 1.03 billion reais, comparing to 880 million in 2017. We have a program of contracts with Curitiba, Colombo, and Piraquara in April and June, respectively. We captured 250 million through the eighth emission of debentures in the month of June, and still alongside with BNDES and Abenespar. We have a debenture that was the seventh one that was in the value of 240 million that we captured already 40 million in December. For the fifth time, Sanepar has received the transparency trophy from ANEFAC, and for the first time, the best financial results trophy, and that's a highlight from 2017, with a net revenue of up to 5 billion. Page 6, now looking at volumes and connections. We verified that in the segment of water, we have a variation in the measured volume with 0.3% in comparison to the fourth quarter. The volume has increased, as you can see here. We had the total connections of 3,137,000 connections, a growth of 1.6%, and total economies, we have over 3.9 million, 1.9% growth. We have an addition of economy in comparison with the third and the fourth quarter. There was an increase in the fourth quarter. In terms of sewage, the invoice volume, we have a growth in both, and the connection, we growth of 4.9%, total economies 4.9% as well, and addition of economies 9.8%, and a total economy, once again, 4.9%. In regards to the financial year has grown, The invoice volume has decreased 6.5%. We had an increase of connections of 17% less. The total connections grew 6%. An addition of economies grew 33.9%, and total economy 3.9%. The collected volume has decreased 3.7%. An addition of connections, we had another 100,000 connections. We have 16% growth. Total connection 4.9%. An addition of economies less than 2.1% decrease of 2.1%, and total economy 4.9%. The lack of payment decreased in 0.1%. The efficiency, operational efficiency, 234.4%, 1.1% variation in, as you can see on slide number 7. In regards to the performance indicators, slide number 8. The covenants, we have the emission of debentures to the market. We have here, 1.48% in regards to 1.46% in 2018. We have the adjusted EBITDA, and here 8.14%, the coverage for the net financial expenses. Now, in regards to the covenants of BNDES, debentures on the second and the fourth emission, and now we have a new contract with Caixa Econômica Federal, the bank, public bank, we have a net debt and EBITDA that is 1.49%, and we have other debts, which is the pension funds and healthcare funds, 0.57%. The margin of EBITDA, as we mentioned, it was 39.5%. The debt degree is 47%. The ROI is 12.6, and the ROI is 16.4%. Page 9, the financial performance. Our net revenue has increased 7.6%. We got to a net revenue operational of 4.1 billion reais. The EBITDA and the margin of EBITDA. The EBITDA was 1.642, and the margin we already commented that grew 39.5%. The net revenue and the net margin were 892 million, a variation of 30.1%, and we got to a margin, net margin of 21.4%. We had expenses and operational expenses, the impact of EBITDA, 2.5, and you can see the variation here, a variation of 1.4%. The generation of cash flow and conversion of the cash flow in EBITDA, we have a 0.6% variation, a conversion of 82.9%. Now, we had the revision here. This impacted the margin and the leverage. We have our net debt is, as you can see here on the slide, 2.1 billion. We have a decrease in the debt due to the decrease in inflation in June. Well, we can see here. In the CAPEX, we have an elevation from 800 to 1.03 billion, a variation of 17%, and 44% is investment in water, 40% in sewage, and 16% others. Page 11. We have the fourth quarter. The net revenue grew, as you can see, 7.1%. Well, personnel, an addition of 3.6. Well, materials, well, the participation in revenue, 1.9% of increase. We have materials, a decrease of 3.5%. The electric energy, 11.8%. These are the main numbers here. We have a net result of 320 million. We have a 107% variation, and the EBITDA, 475,698, we have a variation of 43.3%. In regards to the financial year results, the net revenue grew 77.6%. The personnel, there was a decrease of 3% in the year. The participation of profit sharing, since we already talked about this in 2018 in regards to the payment that will take place in 2019, we have 92.7% of addition. Materials, a reduction of 3.8%. And electric energy, 12.1%. Very impacted in regards to the increase of the price that was given by Anatel. That was an increase of 15% in the tariffs. And you can see here that in the year, the EBITDA got to 1.6 billion, 39.5% variation. Here, the recurrent, non-recurrent items in the fourth quarter, we had a remeasurement of the labor provisions. A result without the remeasurement would be 37.2%, and once it was with the revision, 43.3%. In regards to the year, our EBITDA, as you can see here, adjusted 39.9%, and the recurrent, well, the recurrent is 39.9%, and the margin is 39.5%. While the adjusted, the EBITDA adjusted to the non-manageable items, parcel A, our EBITDA would be 1.642, a growth of 41.5%. The estimation to the receivables in verified revenue at, up until December 31st, 2018, is 928 million reais. Page 15. Our net debt was, as you can see, 2.6 billion. The cash flow, operational cash flow, 270 million. There was a decrease, as you can see in the numbers, impacted by the remeasurement of the labor provisions. The operational cash flow decreased from 28 days to 24 days. The cash flow itself, we have the operational, well, we generated 1.362 billion in operational activities, investments in 980 million, not considering the leasing, which is an effect in the cash flow, and the financing activities, we got to 589 million, well, 490,910,000. We paid in December here, we paid financing, which led to a reduction in the cash of 474 million from 2017 to 207 million in 2018. That's the end of the presentation. Let's talk about the board issues now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will start now the Q&A, which we will only do through the telephone. And to ask a question, please, type asterisk 9. Our first question is from Ms. Carolina Carneiro from Credit Suisse. Well, good morning. The floor is yours. Well, thank you for the call. I wanted you to comment on the news that there was recently published about a possible proposal for deferment of the tariffs, of the update of the tariffs of Sanepar, possibly different from the original scenario. We saw in some vehicles, some publishing material, the president of the company commenting that you would not consider alternative scenarios to the deferment. If you could help us understand what would be that scenario, and obviously if we can have an idea of when would we have the opening, when would we have the opening of this scenario, and a possible answer from the regulator in regards to the alternative proposal. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for the question. As everybody knows, the tariff policy is defined by the regulator agency, ACEPAR, which is an independent agency to establish the divisions of the tariffs according to the tariff adjustment. As you know, there was a deferment due to the first tariff review, in a periodic tariff review that happened 8 years ago. Well, we talked to the investors. The deadline of 8 years in this case was too long, and this was part of the public audience. But the decision of Agipar is sovereign, and we respected it. Of course, the company always tries to do simulations. We do studies in regards to the tariffs, because this affects directly its revenues and the cash flow of the company, of course. Nonetheless, these studies are still being elaborated. We didn't submit anything to the agency as it was already published. We do the analysis, but the final approval always depends on the regulator. Okay, it's clear. If you could just submit to us, please. Have you done any pledge with the agency in regards to the CAPEX, the additional investment that you just published in the last plan of investment? Well, you had to increase the CAPEX due to several reasons, specifically due to some environmental demands. If you could comment if you have anything in the agency so we can reconsider the calculation on the CAPEX to include that in the investment curve. Well, due to the planning of investment of 2019-2023, we did a formal consultation with Agipar informing an additional plan of investment. Nonetheless, Agipar responded that they will only manifest themselves when it's necessary. Remembering that 2017-2018, regardless of the investment volume that we did, we are still below the threshold that was predicted in the investment plan. Now, in 2019, we have a new management, we have a new board of directors. We have a plan of $1.12 billion in a non-regulatory. Well, but for 2020, we have plans that are always going to be reviewed. So the plan has been included in, well, we always try to do prudent investments in regulatory, and we always will have to consult with Agipar in the sense of having investments that will give you an ROI. That's our policy. Thank you. Reminding you that if you should ask any questions, please type *9. Our next question is from Marcelo Gonçalves from Florida. Oh, good morning. My question was already answered. Thank you. Next question is from Pedro from Banco Itaú. Oh, good morning. Pedro Manfredini from Itaú. I wanted to ask you a few small things, a few small issues, but we have a few doubts. Well, if you could just remind us in the breakdown of investments, what was that line of other investments? I know that you already commented about that, but if you can comment why there was an increase, just remind us what is the focus of the other investments and what is, well, how is that aligned with Agipar if theoretically everything will get into the base or not, and it will be done in a prudent way, of course. The second question is in regards to purchase of electric energy. You were talking about an increase in COPEL of 30%, the tariffs. I imagine that that's not being contemplated in your tariff, right? If you could, I confess I couldn't find it here. If you can tell me, what do you have as an expectation for CVA? Do you have an increase that will compose the readjustment of the CVA tariff? What would be the size of this readjustment? And I also wanted to ask you a third thing. We noticed that there was some reclassifications of costs in this quarter. And you had a reversal of the provisions, right? There was an increase of the costs of the programs, of the royalty programs that you have with the municipalities, the cities. If you can comment, really, if there was a reclassification that was more robust in this quarter. So, thank you. Okay. The others is investments that are composed probably, well, building, construction, management, buildings, equipment, and other items that are not part of the segment water and sewage. In regards to electric energy, the value of the A parcel, the up until 31st of December, we have still some millions that are going to be recovered in the tariffs. It's the page 14. You can see the numbers there. We would get to 706 considering the materials and the taxes. Now, your other question in regards to classification, we had a remeasurement of the labor provisions. There was a technical analysis done by the legal assessment of the company, and there was a reversal of $66 million in the fourth quarter that impacted positively in the numbers. And that was the work done throughout 2018 by the legal team involving external audit, the entire legal body of our company, and it was an analysis that was very criterious for this payment. For this payout, actually. Well, let me just ask you, I'm going to do a follow-up on the investment part. You were commenting that what was contemplated here, it was machinery, I mean building, and there was an expressive increase. Is that a recurrent value, or that was a one-off? Because when we look at the records of Sanepar since 2013, on average, if I'm not wrong, the annual investment is about 40 million reais, and in last year it was 163. I didn't have that in my math. I think that I had less. But this was a one-off, or up ahead, this will be the new recurrent level. I imagine that no, because if you take into consideration the records, no. Well, we had in 2018 a great deal of the execution of the building of the new headquarters, 24 million reais. It was already, the physical part is ready for use, and this should contribute to the reduction in other investments that should not be repeated throughout the future. I think that this is a significant value that impacted the addition, the added value that you've seen. Well, we were talking since the announcement of the official publication. I wanted you to comment on what you're discussing internally about the public, what is the position of the company, official position of the company alongside with Agipar about these public official notes from the government? Well, Agipar had no discussion in regards to the MP. Now, what the company participates is from the National Association of the Municipal Services for Utilities, state services of utilities, waterways. This association is, well, the company participates of this as well as others. And really the entire company, alongside the other state companies, we have a regulatory threshold, which is, in regards to the Article 10C and 8B, they can bring problems for the company. And this was recurrent throughout the state companies. Well, in regards to the provisional measure, this affects 46 municipalities, and a great deal are not maintained by themselves. So this provisional measure, this MP, we are participating of IASB, IASB, all the associations, all the meetings, and we will take to the discussion table so that we do a text that, well, you know, that might review this provisional measure, this MP. Reminding you that should you ask any questions, should you want to make a comment, please type *9. We have another question from Ms. Marcela from Itaú. You may proceed. Ms. Marcela, the floor is yours. Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. I had a doubt about what you were commenting about the deferment of the required revenue and the verified revenue, verified income. Well, you talk about 28 million. If you could comment on what is that difference? Thank you. Well, good morning, Marcella. Thank you for the question. Well, the required revenue is the one that assures the viability, economic viability of the company, the tariff structure versus the one versus what you receive. So the required revenue, we have to readjustment from 2017, from 25.3. We had in 2017, we had a readjustment of 8.53. In 2018, 5.12% readjustment. And while this difference, this is the difference between what should have been given in 2017 to 2018. So for this, these installments, the payments, this is the difference between what was required versus what was verified that we actually got. Okay, thanks. Reminding you that should you ask any questions, please type *9. Reminding you that should you ask any questions, should you make any comments, please type *9. We have one more question from Mr. Reno. Well, good morning. Well, actually, I'm Reno from JGP, not JP Morgan. Well, this difference between required revenue and the verified revenue, and you had the regulatory threshold that was published. Well, is there any possibility of recognizing that in the budget of the company as it's done now in the distributor companies? From what I can remember, Embranel had to do some addition to the concession contract. This has been discussed with EGEPAR at any point? The regulatory agency EGEPAR? Well, good morning, Reno. Thank you for the question. In terms of accounting, partnership accounting, this issue was already broadly discussed in 2017 due to the first RCP. We are talking to the regulatory body the issue of regulatory accounting. In that sense, we understand that it will be possible to recognize these numbers, but we still need to advance and have more meetings about this. I wanted to compliment just to make clear that in the 5.12% index that we had as of the adjustment for last year, there was a component that was the readjustment on the inflation itself, and another one, which is the deferral. So, in real terms, we still lack 13.6% that should be accounted for in the next 6 years. I have João Macedo, our investor director, and he can comment on the issue of the required difference versus the very fine one. Please. Reno, good morning. Actually, you're talking about the possibility of recognizing this as an asset for the deferment. As we mentioned before, and I thank you very much for the proposal, this is a possibility that we had not thought about. Obviously, talking yesterday with you, I think that it's factual. But at no point we talked to AGEPAR about this. This is possible should we have a meeting with them. From the regulatory standpoint, this is okay. I mean, but we cannot recognize this without the regulator. We cannot account for this without the regulator. So there is a payment, an update by the Selic tax and CDI. So we have to get this as an asset through CIE. We tried to do this last year, the deferred value, but they did not accept this. So this would be more in the sense of changing the way of correcting this value, of paying this value through CAE. But I think that it's very interesting, your proposal of recognizing an asset. We will take that to a meeting with AGEPAR should the opportunity present itself. And these are the possibilities. Well, should AGEPAR recognize this, we will anticipate this. As to the previous question of Marcela, the required revenue versus the verified one, well, we had an RCP of 25% and 63%, and it actually came 853% and 12% and 11%, 12.11%. So we had 10.82% of difference. It's the difference between the verified and the required revenue income, and now the financial accumulated asset, which is the 13.36, and the difference is the 2563 and the 853. Okay, does that make any sense? Okay, thank you. Well, should you ask any questions, please type asterisk 9. Well, to do a comment, to ask anything, to make a comment, please type asterisk 9. We have a question from Mr. Raul from Itaú BBA. Well, thank you for the call. Now we have a doubt looking at the results. Basically, the line of the funds post-closure, there is a turn in the values of 7 million to 14 million. Is there any non-recurrent expenses, or should we expect something alongside these levels from now on? Well, there was the addition in June. There was a negotiation of the contract for another 30 years of Curitiba. There was an addition of 1.7 million per month. So this is the main item that we've added to the financial fund of municipal investments. Well, thank you very much. Reminding you, should you ask any questions, if you want to make a comment, please type asterisk 9. Ladies and gentlemen, should you ask any questions, make a comment, please type asterisk 9. To ask any questions, make a comment, please type asterisk 9. Should you ask any questions, please type asterisk 9. Should you have any questions, please type asterisk 9. If you have any questions, any comments, please type that first time. If you want to ask any questions, please type asterisk 9. If you want to make any comments or ask a question, please type asterisk 9. At this moment, we close the Q&A, and I give the word to Mr. Abel to do the final considerations.
Thank you everyone for the participation in this video conference, our teleconference. Thank you and have a good day.
The audio conference of Sanepar is closed. Thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful day.